This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There is no vast conspiracy against Shedeur Sanders. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Ken?
There is no, at least with the Cleveland Browns, I can't guarantee anything over there in New York, I should say. But with the Browns, there is no vast conspiracy against him. There's no vast conspiracy. There's no sabotaging going on. A bad day is a bad day is a bad day. And what he had on Saturday was a bad day. I'm not going to leave it anywhere. Obviously, we're just starting off, but I will lay it out like that. A bad day is exactly that. And that's what Saturday was. And it sucks because the next time we're going to see him will be for keeps. He'll be with the number ones then. Yeah, for the folks that are saying that the Browns have sabotaged him and Kevin Stefanski wants what's worse for him. But there is no vast conspiracy sabotagery going on with the Browns and trying to ruin Shedeur Sanders, of all things. Good morning.
Morning. So I obviously agree with you, but...
Well, then it's going to be a short show.
What the hell was Kevin doing inviting the conversation by not just playing the guy on the final... I listened to what he said, and I thought about it, and I want to give all the benefit of the doubt in the world because under no circumstances would it make any sense to... quote, sabotage your guy, all the different things where the grifters have been out and about, going after the Browns, calling them a racist organization, like all this stuff I heard over the last 2 weeks. I'm like, you do realize the Browns, I mean, I could go over the example after example after example of why the Browns have acquitted themselves just fine in the race department over the years, but all he had to do was just play Shedeur in the final 2 minutes. What the hell were they doing?
I don't know why they did not play Shedeur in the final 2 minutes. That's
so.
This is where.
So I did not see the final 2 minutes because of this.
Why? I did.
I left the house and took my son. Kept going. He only has, like, you know, 15 words in the vocabulary. One of them is outside, and I felt so bad because I'm watching the end of this terrible, terrible performance by Shedeur. And I told my wife, because she'd already left with Izzy to go to the pool, and she's like, you got to take him outside. Don't you feel bad? Like, he keeps staying outside. And I said, I got to wait till the end of the game. And the minute they came back and it was not Shedeur Sanders, I'm like,
off you went.
I'm out. I don't care.
Well, I think that's the way a lot of people felt. I think a lot of people might have watched in just disbelief, because this is the caveat to it. The Browns are not sabotaging Shedeur Sanders. He had a bad game. They didn't do any of this on purpose. However, they've been a bad team for a long time. They've been a bad team for a long time with the best intentions possible. So they could absolutely have the best intentions. If you just think the Browns are a bad team and they run things bass-ackwards and that you're upset because he's with the Browns, and you're one of the people who are listening because you're a Shador fan or an outside, whatever it might be. You know what? Guilty as charged. All that, like, they're a victim of their own failures. All that is absolutely up for grabs. I'm not going to sit here. Like, I saw Adam Schein's tweet. It was sent to us here. There's no middle ground on this. This is what bothers me. It's about how Stefanski's a genius. And I'm going, guys, I think he's a fair enough coach. I know we've made him two-time coach of the year in the media. But the genius stuff and all the other stuff, that is left for guys who have been to the playoffs multiple times, have appeared in Super Bowls, have won Super Bowls. Let's not go crazy here. Like, I remember talking to people, and like Norv Turner's a great offensive mind. Norv Turner as a head coach, what's Norv Turner looked at as a head coach? Middling, right? Decently successful, but middling. And I know there's people who know Norv Turner or knew Norv Turner and would say these great, tremendous things about him. And that's all very well and true if you know him. And I would say great, tremendous things about Kevin Stefanski as an offensive mind. But as a head coach and as somebody who's running the organization from a team perspective, I can't accuse him of being a genius. I can't accuse him of knowing exactly what buttons to push at what time because he doesn't have the success to back it up. He doesn't. So there's no middle ground. It's either they're absolutely in a conspiracy to sabotage him on purpose, or Kevin Stefanski's an absolute genius and knows what he's doing, and nothing on his end should be questioned. Why on earth would you put Snoop Huntley out there with 2 minutes left to go? Other than you just think Shador is in his own head and doesn't have it, which he can't say that. He's not going to say that in the media because it's a preseason game.
Who cares?
But
who cares?
I'm over here. I'm not going to say it.
I don't even understand
I'm
that.
I'm not going to say it because I'm not going to make excuses on Kevin's behalf for it because I felt the same way
he
you did.
He could have been in his own head, but who cares?
I go, why
like,
is...
What? There's plenty of guys that have, you know, we talked about plenty of guys that have had great performances in the preseason and it mattered not at all. And we've seen it this year. I've seen a bunch of guys I've never heard of have great performances in preseason. That's why, you know, made sure to talk about that when tempering, you know, some of the stuff that came out after his first game. You know, we both enjoyed what we saw, but it was like, that doesn't mean he's a starting quarterback in the NFL. That's silly. Is this your first preseason? Like, I had to ask a lot of people that on social media, is this the first preseason you've ever watched? Like, I could not believe the stuff I was getting all the way around, and we'll talk about...
I didn't even bother to participate in it. I knew
what
I knew.
We'll also talk about
second...
It's the exact same thing for Dylan Gabriel. Like, people were acting like that Dylan Gabriel game was an all-timer.
Well, that
like,
was another thing
and
I
like,
saw.
And, like, his NFL career and future is carved out now. I'm like, I don't know that he's going to have a place in the NFL for a long time. I have no idea. There are plenty of guys way better than him that have not had NFL careers.
There's an overcorrection on either side.
But the Stefanski thing, the only thing I could come up with, and this is the one conspiracy I'll invite because I can't come up with a real reason why he benched Shador, would be sending a message to somebody in the organization he disagrees with. That was the only thing I could think of. Is that
then that would be he disagrees with Shador, with Shador being
yes that he has no business on the team, that drafting him after you drafted Dylan Gabriel that sabotaged the Dylan Gabriel experience. Beyond what Dylan Gabriel could do,
there's no
somebody
other,
who was overdrafted. But there's no other reason I could see him not playing.
And you're saying this as there's no other reason why you would put Snoop Huntley out there.
Yeah, is he on the team today?
No.
So what was the point?
No,
why do you need to get working?
Have they officially waived him?
He's worried about Snoop Huntley.
They did that yesterday.
He's worried about his tape. Like, he's trying to be a pro and make sure that, oh, we're professionals. We want to make sure he has tape.
I agree.
I'd like to see some good tape of him that game? Shador Sanders.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I thought it was silly. I don't know why they put him out there.
So he's going to have to come up with
way you
that
did.
Answer's not going to work. I'm sure he's going to be asked again. He's got to come up with something different.
You have to give a guy work that you cut the next day.
Which makes it look even worse.
Because I know that they don't care about preseason games. Everybody says they don't care about preseason games. Well, clearly people care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
About preseason games, because it's the only chance that you really get to see. So when you see a guy out there, and in all the other stuff, like, guys, I don't believe it. Well, he was out there with third teamers. Yeah, he was third team quarterback. He's out there with third teamers. Yeah, they cut all those guys.
It's always every other quarterback in preseason that plays in the fourth quarter.
They cut all those guys because you're going to have to start making room because you're going to keep Shador Sanders on the franchise or on the roster, and you're going to have four quarterbacks. So, yeah, you're going to cut a lot of guys.
Which, again, makes no sense.
Especially back-end offensive linemen. I know it doesn't make sense. I thought the issue was simply this. He was out there. I felt that he's running around, and I watched that game three times over. Excuse me. I watched his performance three times over yesterday. And because I wanted to check and check, and I wanted to check a third time before I said anything this morning. So I'm up at 7 a.m. yesterday morning, go downstairs, down to the basement, again and again and again and again. I thought it was as simple as, and I've said this about other quarterbacks before, because I thought it was true about other quarterbacks before, I think he found himself in a spot where he's trying to throw a touchdown on every pass. Third and 17. Hey, dump it off over the middle. Make it fourth and 13. Punt the ball out of there. Get rid of it. Run around, trying to scramble. And things that he could do. See, this is the difference. He is good. I think he can be good.
I don't know. I don't know if he's good. But,
well, hold on.
But I'm not going to use the preseason, him being terrible, to write off his career.
Okay, fair. But I thought he can be good. But there's still, you know what we say about the habits and stuff? And when you brought up Tim Tebow. And I remember when Tim Tebow got drafted, and one of the big stories is he's changed his habits so much. I go, he hasn't changed. I don't know if he's changed his habits. Now, I was a much younger man, and no one cared about what I said then, and maybe you don't care about it now, but I'm saying it to you, so you're going to listen. So I thought when Tim Tebow, the story came out about Tim Tebow changing his habits, I go, that's ridiculous. You're going up against brooms. What are you talking about with changing habits? And I was wondering if the habits would change or there was enough time to change habits. And clearly there's not, because he had a terrible offensive line for most of what he played with Colorado, for what a lot of people saw. But he could run around because he was better than what a lot of guys he was playing against were. Now in the NFL, even the third team guys, they're going to be able to track you down. And he found himself in trouble. Your wide receivers can't get open. Your offensive line isn't that good. And when you're trying to throw a touchdown on every single pass and convert third and 17 and third and long and all the other stuff, it's going to lead to disaster. It's going to lead to bad things. And it led to bad things yesterday.
Yeah, you almost wonder
if something
he was,
that he's going to have to learn
was
from.
Was he playing to the crowd? Was he the fact that he was home? And I'm sure he could hear.
Maybe.
You know, the Shador fan. There were so many people there only because
maybe he looked, he was amped
Shador
up.
Sanders was playing.
I think he knows that this was his last chance to put anything out there for the fans for a while. He'll get to play for the Browns. He will play for the Browns this year. I don't know how soon it's going to be. He'll be on the roster, and I think he'll play for the Browns this year, unless they do something crazy and they actually cut the guy, which then I'll be very surprised by that, but I think he's going to stay, and I think everybody else thinks he's going to stay. So they're going to carry the four quarterbacks into it. And I know that there's a lot of champions posing going on, because if you're not with Shador, I guess apparently you hate Shador. But if you want to accuse the Browns of being inept, if you want to accuse the Browns of not running a tight ship, go right on ahead. Because as much as I want to say about Kevin last year, you let the offensive line get out of hand last year. You had to basically quiet fire a coach halfway through the year last year. You had Ken Dorsey running an offense that I don't even know if Ken Dorsey knew the plays of or was capable of running that offense. So I could sit here and make all these excuses for Kevin Stefanski. I can't. It was a bad performance by Shador Sanders, and it was made worse by putting Tyler Huntley out there. If you were trying to save him from himself, fine. That's maybe the only decent excuse I can get.
No, but this is the last chance. You're not going to see him, and he's not going to be preparing for any real game. The Shador stuff's over. Guys, I hope people understand that. There are going to be national talking heads forcing a four-string quarterback into the conversation.
Today, it's alive. Tomorrow and the days after, we're getting ready for Cincinnati.
It is over. You're not even going to see him throw a football. When's the next time you're going to see him? Camera's going to be at practice.
That all depends.
As they're getting ready for Cincinnati, and are they going to show scout team? When's the next time you're going to see
Shore? They'll show him stretching and doing the hand thing where they put it on their shoulder pads.
Maybe you'll see him at some high school games.
Fourth team quarterback. He won't even be in the scout team.
Right. Maybe you'll see him at some high school games doing some community stuff. Awesome. But I hate to break it to people.
All depends. The conversation, all depends on how well Joe Flacco plays. If he goes out two Sundays from now and his turds, that conversation is going to start again.
Yeah, to hand the ball to the four-string quarterback. what about the guys ahead of him?
But the conversation with the fans is, should he just be ahead of the other guys?
Yeah, the team does not think he's anywhere remotely ready. Anybody that covers the team or even the national guys that have come in and gotten stuff off the record behind the scenes and in their reporting, they've all said, you just keep disagreeing with everybody. But 100% of those people say he's started way behind. He continues to be way behind. They all say he's got some awesome arm talent.
What did I say? Am I disagreeing with all of them?
I don't know.
I thought you said you as me.
No. I'm saying all the people out there that continue to think, vast grand conspiracy. I don't know what to tell you any more than anybody who's gotten a chance to talk to Kevin on or off the record. It's pretty clear that they have communicated to those people. He's way behind. He's not even close. And how they have approached the preseason and training camp kind of lines up with exactly what they've been telling everybody. So unless they're lying, and why a team with no quarterback would want to lie and suppress a guy if he had a chance to be really good.
That's where I'll meet people not even a quarter of the way. That's where I'll meet people a little bit on it. Because it's not a conspiracy, but if you go, hey, the Browns are inept. Okay. That's fair. I don't think it gets past that. I think the conspiracy could be you could look at it and go, hey, man, the Browns are the Browns. And I go, okay. I mean, they were 3-14 last year. This is an organization that's done some crazy things here over the last few seasons. And God love them. They still continue to get, they've gotten in their own way many, many more times than they've actually came out on the other side. So if you just think that they're bad at what they're doing, then perfectly fine. Go right on ahead. But if you think that they're doing what they can to somehow put the screws to Shador Sanders and the Sanders family and all the other things, I can tell you right now, hand of God, it is not even in the realm of possibility with this organization. But, you guys believe whatever you want to believe. 216-474-0092.
The people saying that they needed, he did it for Huntley to get tape out. He started 15 games in the NFL. We don't need any more tape on Tyler Huntley.
Just a bad excuse.
It's up to that man. Because you know what? God bless him. Thank you for coming. He knew the situation when he signed on here with five other guys ahead of him, including Deshaun Watson. I think he understood. I don't think we need any more tape. We've got a Pro Bowl game. That's the tape I can send to people. He's a Pro Bowler. Is that good enough?
8 or 6:40 this morning, Lima Likes coming up on the show. Do you believe that Shador is being sabotaged, either on purpose or because it's the Browns?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.